Hey, welcome back to the Königsklasse Show. Today with
Fred.
How are you? Hi, Fred.
I'm good.
Cool. Where are you from?
I live in London, but I'm French. I work with lots of French and English speaking people in Montreal, in London, all over the place.
Also in German?
We have some Germans, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Let me think. Two at the moment.
Do you speak German?
I used to, but it's very rusty. I won't risk saying anything.
Cool. But we're here at the FMX, the Film and Media Exchange. It's your first time?
I think it's my sixth time. I think every year I like coming to FMX. Mm-hmm. It's a good opportunity to meet everybody in the industry. It's very close to London. Mm-hmm. All the European studios are going to be there, all my colleagues and friends from the industry. So I never miss FMX when I can.
And you're always a speaker?
I've been a speaker a number of times. Mm-hmm. It's my first time this year as a panelist. Mm-hmm. But I've given presentation about products on many topics.
And what's the panel about?
The panel is about interop between vendors, between studios, new standards, new open standards to exchange data and information, assets between everyone.
Do you remember what you wanted to become when you were small, when you were a kid?
Yes. I had several phases. Wanted to be a pastry chef at some point. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I wanted to be a fighter pilot.
Wow, why?
Because I like planes. I still like planes. Mm-hmm. But my eyes, like my glasses made it impossible. Mm-hmm. So for a while, I wanted to build airplanes, actually. Mm. So that's why I did engineering. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a story for you.
Cool.
So, tell me. So I was actually in my engineering school studying mechanical engineering to build planes eventually. My second year, I was sitting through a class on pre-constraint in ball bearings. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, there can't be that many ball bearings in a plane. So it was just too boring. So I switched to something else. I switched to telecommunication and then, images and CG eventually. So,
Now you ended up in film or not?
Yeah, well, we do film, animation, commercials, everything. So we build the tools for the artists, the studios to do this. Yeah.
For big Hollywood productions, right?
Yeah, so from big Hollywood productions, like, I think we can safely say that anything you've seen has been built partly with some of our products, but also episodic is a big thing, feature animation, commercials, game cinematics, and also it's used for product visualization and this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Can you name some very, very famous ones?
Literally all of them.
Wow. Okay.
Star Wars, okay. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones or anything that was presented, like, does contain some part of our software. We're not the only ones. We are not the only vendors, but yeah. Some of the movies were rendered on our products or animated. And then more modeled or anything.
And what exactly do you do at Autodesk?
Okay, so I'm a director of engineering. So I deal with the engineering side of building the software. Mm-hmm. And I cover many products. The Arnold renderer, Bifrost, which is a procedural environment that's included in Maya, all the look dev aspect of Maya, color management aspect of Maya, and also a compositing software that's called Flame. It's very, that's been around for many years.
So you're also burning for it, right?
I'm burning for it?
So. Yeah. You're burning for the job.
What do you mean? Sorry.
You don't say that?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, I'm French, so my English is sometimes... Yeah.
Excuse my French.
yeah. I get a lot of that. So I don't know. Plus, there's the, like, you know, the British lingo, all the British slang, and there's the American one. Mm-hmm. I've said things to some Americans or Canadians, and they're like, mm-hmm. What? Like, I remember one time I said, my little finger told me. And the Canadians in front of me were like laughing their asses off, like, what, your little finger told you what? Something you can say in the UK, mm-hmm. Right? So you were saying, yeah. I'm burning, like, do you
You're
mean like...
You're passionate for it, for your job, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very much. Like, it depends on the day, okay? Okay. All right? Uh-huh. So not every day is, you know, filled with passion. But I do think that's the main thing you have to work in this industry. Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, let's be honest, that's not the industry where you're going to make the most money. It's mm-hmm. It's glamorous and everything. But, you know, mm-hmm. if you work in a bank, you're going to make more money. So the engineers, everybody who's working in the industry, obviously mm-hmm. the artists, are passionate. And that's what I'm looking for when I'm interviewing people. Mm-hmm. I really want people who are, you know, obviously good programmers and et cetera, mm-hmm. but they need to have the passion for image, for the images, for movies. That's what counts, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are your three top questions you would ask in an interview?
Why do you want to work with us?
Okay.
Why us? Is it because of the technical challenge? Can be that, or is it because, you know, they want to make movies or be part mm-hmm. of movies, or yeah, so probe the passion. That's one. So that's two questions, right? You need another one? I don't know. It's more about kind of assessing if you're going to be able to work with a person, mm-hmm. If they're going to be okay to integrate in the team, like if they're nice, just to be plain and simple, mm-hmm. Because you can be as as talented as you can if you're not nice, that's not going to fly. At the end of the day, it's going to create problems. Mm-hmm. Right, so yeah. Also, I work a lot with very technical people who are a lot of times introverts. Mm-hmm. So you have to make them comfortable and so that they can reveal their true, you know, aspirations and, mm-hmm. and nature. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you need special kind of atmosphere for an interview that they feel comfortable?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think everybody's nervous when mm-hmm. doing an interview, like me now.
I'm not nervous. Okay. You also not.
No, but I mean, yeah, like, especially in the job interview, mm-hmm. you are nervous. So you mm-hmm. have to help the people be comfortable and really... Mm-hmm. present themselves in mm-hmm. under the best light. Yeah.
When do you feel comfortable in your life? Like, are there special things you do that make you happy?
I enjoy a bit of photography. Mm-hmm. I like taking pictures mm-hmm. with like a similar camera, cool. Smaller though, like a smaller lens. But yeah, that's something I enjoy very much. And yeah, family. Mm-hmm. Friends, like everyone, yeah.
And when you're French, do you enjoy red wine or white wine? What's better?
That could be a long conversation, right? No, I like both. I like both red or white, as long mm-hmm. as the wine is good, mm-hmm. yeah, no problem.
Cool. No problem. Are there some cool hobbies you have?
I collect vintage comics.
Oh, nice. Tell me more about that.
okay. Well, especially from the 80s era mm-hmm. and especially French ones. Mm-hmm. Because I think that was an era that was very, very creative graphically. Mm-hmm. So, and that's, you know, that's what I grew up with. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I tend to collect those. Like, that's my secret hobby. And I, mm-hmm. you know, try to get them cheap. On the, you know, car boot sales and etc. Mm-hmm.
And you also negotiate with the guys.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, it's part of the fun. Yes.
Is there something you're afraid of?
Lots of things, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, this is too broad of a question, but like generally you have to, it's always the same, you're afraid of what you don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's about, you know, knowing and dealing with it. In the work setting, I'm afraid of not speaking up for what I believe in. Because mm-hmm. you are, especially in a big corporation, you don't want to make too many, you know, mm-hmm. too many waves. But at the end of the day, you have to speak up and, you know, tell what you believe in.
Mm. So actually you have to do the waves.
Well, you don't have to, but you have to, you know, speak your mind. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important.
Even if it makes waves?
Sometimes you have to, you mm-hmm. know. It's best to make the waves than, you know, be in a situation that you didn't really want. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think Autodesk is pretty good for this. Like promotes like being courageous and speaking mm-hmm. out, promoting a safe environment. Mm-hmm. That's actually in our corporate values, like all of this. So, that's good. That was a surprise for me when I joined Autodesk. It's actually good.
What are your top three tips for the young generation of today?
Okay, it might come, like, don't believe the hype.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Try things yourself. Okay, there's the hype is good for the communication, you know, you're aware of things, but do your own, you know, testing, try things for yourself. In this industry, like many others, there's lots of, you know, new shiny things, but when you want to actually use this for work, you know, or produce a movie with it, try it, okay? Try for yourself, like do some tests, like be cautious because you know it's complicated. So don't want to mm-hmm. to do something, like you have to think about things before and really test. So mm-hmm. that's the number one thing. I see.
Number two.
Okay, number two. I don't know. Follow your passion. Follow your passion. Definitely, in this industry. It's what matters. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. You know, read comics, watch movies, like be interested in how things are done, how things are thought. Mm-hmm. There's the technical aspect of it, the artistic part of it. Everything is important. And it's about this communication between what's unique about this industry is like the collaboration between something super technical, it can be really, really technical, mm-hmm. and something artistic. And what happens in between is what is precious. That's mm-hmm. that's what I love. Right. Mm-hmm. Do you need a further advice? Speak your mind. I said it before. Like, speak your mind. You don't have to be rude, mm-hmm. But yeah, make your point across. That can be difficult. It's difficult for me. It's difficult for everyone. Mm-hmm. But let them know what you believe in.
Thank you. Do you also have Chinese relatives or something?
I'm half Vietnamese.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you been there?
I have. I have three times, yeah, mm-hmm. with my mom, who emigrated when she was 11. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what does your mom think about you now?
Oh, she still thinks I'm, you know, six.
Never stops. Hi, Mom.
For her. And everybody in your family, really, when you work in this industry, it doesn't matter what you actually do. Uh-huh. They all believe that you're doing Star Wars. You're doing all of it. Uh-huh. You know, the scenario, you're acting in it, you're deciding on everything. Uh-huh. And I've tried to fight this, you know, when some relatives say, oh, what is it you're doing? And I'm trying to explain, or I'm doing uh-huh. software. I'm like, lost them in 5 seconds. And after a while, I decided, yeah, Star Wars, all of it, the robots, that's me, this explosion, that's everything is me. That's simple. And they're happy. They're like, oh, yeah, cool.
Really cool. Thank you so much, Fred.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.